BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at bcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here today. It's going to be a news roundup day as we have lots of information that we'd like to share with you today on the broadcast and certainly to keep you informed on the number of critical issues taking place across the nation. And certainly it's amazing to see all that is unfolding across the nation at this time. And we're here to keep you informed, here to share the truth with you, give you a different perspective on matters that are going on, and certainly to help us understand the urgency of the times in which we live. Well, as you know, there's been great controversy taking place in Washington as it relates to this H.R. 1 and S. 1. This would codify into law all the uproar that we saw take place in this last election. Well, there is a senator out of West Virginia, Joe Manchin, who is not giving sway to his party's desire to push this For the People's Act through. In a news that deals a potential lethal blow now to the For the People Act, Joe Manchin says he will not vote for a bill that delivers a partisan advantage in elections. This is from Newsmax.com. He said, of course, some in my party have argued that now is a time to discard such bipartisan voting reforms and embrace election reforms and policies solely supported by one party. He said, I do not agree. I believe that partisan voting legislation will destroy the already weakening binds of our democracy, and for that reason, I will vote against the For the People Act. Furthermore, he said he would not vote to weaken or eliminate the filibuster. I can only imagine the pressure Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia is getting at this point. And friends in West Virginia listening right now, certainly you'll want to be in contact with your senator who's taking a strong stand, a bold stand, against his own party in that regard. CBN News reporting a unanimous Supreme Court ruling Monday that thousands of immigrants living in the U.S. due to humanitarian reasons are ineligible to apply to become permanent residents if they entered the country illegally. Folks, this was a 9-0 vote, and Justice Elena Kagan wrote the majority opinion for the court. Coming to us from WND.com, Democrats and much of the media are pushing to make permanent pandemic-driven measures to relax voting rules during the 2020 elections, warning anew of this racist voter suppression otherwise. But did you know that democracies in Europe and elsewhere tell a different story of the benefits of stricter voter ID requirements after the hard lessons were learned there? A database on voting rules worldwide compiled by the Crime Prevention Research Center shows the election integrity measures are widely accepted globally and have often been adopted by countries after they experience fraud under loser voting regimes. Of 47 nations surveyed in Europe, all but one country requires a government-issued photo ID to vote. The exception is the UK, and even there, voter IDs are mandatory in Northern Ireland for all elections and parts of England for local elections. Moreover, Boris Johnson's government recently introduced legislation to have the rest of the country follow suit. 74% of European countries entirely ban absentee voting for citizens who reside domestically. Another 6% limited to those hospitalized or in the military, and they require third-party verification and a voter ID, a photo ID. Another 15% require a photo ID for absentee voting. Similarly, government-issued photo IDs are required to vote by 33 nations and the 37-member Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Yes, and individuals continue to push here that it's racist, it's stifling the vote here. But those who have been victimized by fraud, countries around the world have seen the fraud, and guess what? They went to photo ID. The Federalist is reporting Vice President Kamala Harris claims that the current crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border is largely the result of climate change and the economy. The president of Guatemala disagrees. In April, the U.S.-Mexico border detentions reached a 21-year monthly high when over 178,000 migrants illegally crossed the border. A number of those unaccompanied minors and families who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border came from Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. But the president of Guatemala argues that the region's climate and economy are not the prime culprits for the unprecedented rise in illegal U.S.-Mexico border crossings, but that the Biden administration's immigration policies are to blame. He has not been the only one to criticize Harris. Matter of fact, upon her arrival, her motorcade was met with Guatemalans sporting large signs with slogans such as "Kamala, go home," "Kamala, Trump won," and "Kamala, mind your own business." Interesting indeed. She was slammed by AOC, Western Journal reports, for telling Guatemalans not to come to the U.S. border. AOC tweeted out, "This is disappointing to see. First, seeking asylum at any U.S. border is 100% legal method of arrival. Second, U.S. spent decades contributing to regime change and destabilization in Latin America. We can't help set someone else's house on fire and then blame them for fleeing." This was a tweet tweeted out then by another squad member, Rashida Tlaib. But Kamala Harris, vice president, is really having her feet held to the fire, even by the media, as she had been interviewed even by Lester Holt at NBC.
Okay. Do you have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. I don't understand the point that you're making.
She doesn't understand the point he's making. Mrs. Vice President, you've been put in charge. You have been put in charge of this border issue by the President of the United States, and you have refused to go to the border. I don't know if you're afraid of what's going to come through with the pictures when you see the horrendous matters that are going on at the border right now. Matter of fact, she was pressed even further by Univision in an interview.
I've said I'm going
to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border. And also, if we are going to deal with the problems at the border, we have to deal with the problems that cause people to go to the border, to flee to the border. And that is the root causes. So my first trip as Vice President of the United States was to go, in terms of a foreign trip, to Guatemala, to be on the ground there, to address and to be informed of the root causes. Why are the people of Guatemala leaving?
Do you have a date?
I will keep you posted.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted. We're all waiting for that. And what's interesting, she went to Guatemala, you know, to deal with the root causes. You know what? We could have saved a whole lot of money sending that airplane down to Guatemala and instead just have her truck over to the Oval Office, because that's where the problem is. You know, that's the hub of the problem. We were not having this problem just a short time ago. I mean, we stopped building the border wall. We have stopped. We now have our border patrol agents that have had their hands tied. We're no longer able to send back those who are violating the many laws here in the United States. Well, according to USA Today, the number of migrants coming to the U.S.-Mexico border reached a record high in May, but the number of unaccompanied children and families continues to go down. That's the statistics released by Customs and Border Protection. Overall, CBP encountered some 180,034 people attempting to enter the U.S. at its southern border. Western Journal reporting that Texas Governor Greg Abbott directing his state to immediately begin building border barriers in areas where migrants have been pouring over the U.S.-Mexico border. The influx across the border is out of control, and the Biden administration has shown that it's not going to step up and do its job, Abbott told Breitbart. And amidst reports of even more people coming in across the border, we know we have to step up and do more. The governor picked Del Rio as the location for the summit because of the massive increase in illegal crossings in the sector. Agents apprehended some 27,890 migrants in the Del Rio sector. That is a 1,118% increase over the May 2020 report of then just 2,289. By the way, LifeNews.com reporting that Republicans are sweeping Texas mayoral elections last weekend, relying on increased Hispanic support to win in large and mid-sized cities. I mean, we're talking like Fort Worth, Texas, and then also McAllen, Texas, a border town there. Also other communities as well. Republicans were victorious in Arlington, Texas, just outside Fort Worth. And let's see, in May also, Republicans triumphed in the special election in Texas' 6th congressional district, with two GOP candidates advancing to a runoff to succeed the late Representative Ron Wright, boxing Democrats out of the race completely, the Texas Tribune reported. And it appears that Hispanics are abandoning the Democratic Party, voting for Republicans. Seattle Times telling us that the U.S. Senate has confirmed its first Muslim federal district judge. Zahid Qureshi, a federal magistrate judge and the son of a Pakistani immigrant, was confirmed by the U.S. Senate for a federal judgeship in New Jersey on Thursday, becoming the first Muslim federal district court judge in the history of the United States of America. Received an email earlier today from Usama Dakdak sending to me a church sign. It is the St. Mark United Methodist Church. My issue is I don't know what city this is in, but it is such where their sign, their marquee, boasts this: humans are one family, so make peace with your family, quoting Quran 49, verse 10. A Methodist church quoting the Quran from their message board. Usama indicated that he's called the church, but the pastors will not talk to him. One of the pastors hung up on him as he approached them on that issue. By the way, we've got the way to solve violent crime. Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez gave a speech yesterday, or make that a week ago, last week Thursday, in which she provided the answer to crime, and it is to stop building jails. Not only did she refuse to backtrack from this absurdity, she actually, quote, tweeted the video of her saying it. If we want to reduce violent crime, if we want to reduce the number of people in our jails, the answer is to stop building more of them. Isn't that great? Okay, let's see. Let's go to WND.com. President Trump's fulfilled a long-delayed U.S. law and boosted Americans' commitment to the Middle East leading democracy, Israel, when he ordered the U.S. embassy move there. And while President Biden promised during his campaign that he would not undo the move, a new report explains how he is undermining it by opening a consulate just down the road from the embassy. The American Center for Law and Justice explains that Biden's Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has just announced that the U.S. is opening an official consulate for the Palestinian Authority right in Israel's capital. This underhanded, possibly illegal move directly undercuts Israel's sovereignty over Jerusalem. The PA is entirely based in the city of Ramallah. It has no presence in Jerusalem and has never been located there. The ACLJ noted that Biden's other moves dedicated to harming Israel, empowering a nuclear deal with Iran, rolling back the historic achievements of the Abraham Accords, and his commitment to restore American funding to the Palestinian Authority. More news after the break. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, have you ever seen drawings of dinosaur-like creatures on rock walls left by the Indians?
Yes, Chris, I have seen them, and they are amazing. People from every continent have drawn pictures and fashioned art objects after the likeness of dinosaurs. These predate our modern discovery of dinosaur fossils, proof that man and dinosaur lived together. Evolutionists, of course, dismiss these as fanciful dream tales. They believe that the amazing dinosaurs, with all their internal complexity and the DNA code, could evolve by chance random processes. Maybe it's easier to think that wind and water erosion produce these dinosaur pictographs on the rocks. I'm being fanciful, of course, but at least the Back to Genesis viewpoint is consistent within itself.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
Yes, indeed, an undermining of the embassy in Jerusalem by President Joe Biden. Also coming to us here in our news roundup today on Crosstalk, Daily Wire reporting House Democrats released a statement Wednesday night condemning Representative Ilhan Omar for comparing the United States and Israel to an Islamic terrorist organization. Only 12 Democrats condemned Omar, which is less than 6% of the total number of Democrats in the House of Representatives, saying that we must have the same level of accountability and injustice for all victims of crimes against humanity. Omar wrote out on Twitter, "We have seen unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban." Well, several representatives slammed her, saying equating the U.S. and Israel to Hamas and the Taliban is as offensive as it is misguided, ignoring the differences between democracies governed by the rule of law and contemptible organizations that engage in terrorism at best. Discredits one's intended argument, and at worst reflects deep-seated prejudice. By the way, Sunday, Israel's parliament will be voting on the formation of a government, reports CBN News, that could end and would end Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year rule as prime minister. His political opponents wanted the vote to happen this week, but setting it as a later date gave the prime minister more time to even try and stop this. It's called a change coalition consisting of politicians from the right, the left, the center, who have many ideological differences, but they're united in one thing, their desire to oust Netanyahu from office. Newsmax.com reporting that the Biden administration is warning Venezuela and Cuba to turn away Iranian ships believed to be carrying arms to Caracas, vowing to take appropriate measures to deter the threat to America and its allies in the West. U.S. intelligence says evidence that one of the ships is carrying fast attack boats for Venezuela, and satellite images in May showed seven such vessels loaded onto the vessel, according to intelligence and defense officials. The delivery of such weapons would be provocative and understood as a threat to our partners in the Western Hemisphere, a senior administration official told Politico. We would reserve the right to take appropriate measures in coordination with our partners to deter the transit or delivery of such weapons. Now, friends, this next audio clip we're going to share with you here today is rather amazing. This is a video that just went viral on Twitter. Now, the video is from March 26, but just went viral. It's of the U.S. Assistant Secretary for Health, a biological man who now identifies as a woman, goes by the name of Rachel Levine. But I want you to listen as Dr. Levine expressed this commitment to promoting physical and mental health in America. So you have a biological man who is identifying as a woman concerned about the mental health in America. Listen in.
Throughout my career, I have focused on the intersection between medical, mental, and behavioral health. And as your ASH, I will continue that focus and support policy initiatives to improve Americans' physical and mental well-being. Currently, COVID-19 is my most urgent and primary focus. We are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, but it is not the time to let down our guard. Please continue practicing public health measures. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Stay 6 feet apart. When it's your turn to get the vaccine, get it. It is critically important in helping our country return to normal. COVID-19 has also highlighted the health disparities gap. The Office of the Assistant Secretary for Health is proud to lead the Health Equity Task Force to ensure that no one is left behind. We are also seeing a startling rise in opioid addiction and mental health issues during COVID-19. Addressing these underlying issues is critical towards moving forward as a country. Most importantly, have hope for the future. We will get through this by working together. I look forward to working with private and public partners to help make our return to normal a reality and to build back better.
Think about this, folks. To return to normal. I mean, he is identifying as a she, desirous for our nation to return to normal. LifeSiteNews.com. The Biden DOJ retracts the promise to vigorously defend religious schools' exemption from LGBT activism. I hope you're listening. I hope you're listening. Christian schools, private schools, and this will enter homeschooling as well. It will. I mean, homeschool is private education, folks. The Biden administration fully intends to follow through on its promise to make the so-called Equality Act the law of the land, especially crushing religious liberty in the United States. The article is on LifeSiteNews.com. At stake is the case entitled Nines, Prohibition Against Sex Discrimination, now interpreted to include sexual orientation and gender identity, but which allows exemptions for religious organizations for which whom such an interpretation is antithetical to their beliefs. And while it's incumbent upon the DOJ to defend current law, laws which serve to protect religious liberty and conscious rights of Christians are clearly in the crosshairs of the Biden administration. Right in the so-called Equality Act, folks, you'll find the statement that the Religious Freedom Restoration Act does not apply. At the heart of the lawsuit at hand is known as Hunter versus United States Department of Education, the case that seeks to strip all students at private religious colleges of federal financial aid unless their schools renounce core religious beliefs. Can't believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. Can't believe that there are two sexes, male and female. That's how God created us. You're either XX or XY. No, we want to force religious schools across this nation to also go this direction. No exemptions, no exceptions whatsoever. The Daily Signal is reporting a Virginia court ruled Tuesday that a county school system must reinstate a gym teacher it suspended for opposing proposed policies that would require all teachers to refer to students by their preferred pronouns, regardless of the student's biological sex. We had this audio clip here recently. This is the teacher, Byron Tanner Cross. The judge is granting the injunction sought by the teacher to halt the Loudoun County, Virginia Board of Education's punishment is a welcome victory at the teacher's case as it moves forward. Circuit Court Judge James Plowman Jr. ordered the Loudoun County school system to reinstate Cross and to lift its ban on entering any county school building or grounds. Fox News also is reporting that this Virginia teacher saw an outpouring of support Tuesday as public commenters blasted the school system's decision to suspend him about his comments about gender. The meeting of the Loudoun County Public Schools Board was full of mic drop moments and testy confrontations, the report, over issues plaguing the school district. Many public commenters either backed Cross or criticized the school board over critical race theory. Let's go to the Daily Wire. An Oregon school board has shut down an updated policy that would have mandated classrooms in the Gresham Barlow School District to display Black Lives Matter and progressive pride flags or posters. You see, May 6, and we had this earlier in Crosstalk as well, the Gresham Barlow School Board updated their flag displays and salutes policy that required all that the school board to provide an American flag, a pride flag, and a Black Lives Matter flag for every classroom. Well, the policy gained virtually no support among board members. Just two of the board's most progressive members voted in favor of the revised policy. We now see that it has been shut down. Pride celebrations happening all across the nation and around the world as well. Matter of fact, the Patch here in Wisconsin is reporting on all the events in the Milwaukee area 2021 Pride. And as I'm going through these, I saw, wait a second, they're starting to boast events going into the month of July as well, like a second vaccine and Pride event from Fredericton, the Medical College of Wisconsin. There is the Wisconsin LGBT Chamber of Commerce at its Out in the Kitchen taste testing event in late July. And on the issues go. You know, I remember when it was just a single Pride day. Just a Pride day, and it kind of expanded into a weekend, and before you know it, it was a month, and now we're taking it into July. But guess what's going on, folks? As WND.com reports, Canada is not content with this any longer. They're not content with designating just 1 month to the year for non-straight and gender-confused people to be proud of themselves. Canada is now giving the LGBT community a quarter of the year for Pride. Pride season now is kicking off in Canada this month and will continue until September. And what is it, in October then? There's National Coming Out Day? Well, I guess it'll be extended then too. But according to one Canadian government account on Twitter that handles sexual orientation and gender identity and expression issues, they are having a Pride season. The LGBTQ2 Secretariat account announced that people within the rainbow community deserve 1/4 of the calendar year to be them. And, you know, there are groups like Corporate America that is agreeing. Many people are shocked at Kohl's. Kohl's is being very aggressive in their marketing this month to celebrate Pride Month. Matter of fact, the email is going out to their shoppers. At Kohl's, we believe in not just accepting the people for who they are, but celebrating them because of it. That's why we're excited to celebrate Pride Month, not just this month, but every day throughout the year, says Kohl's. Matter of fact, Washington Blade, an LGBT newspaper, is boasting of all the Pride events taking place around the world. They've got a number of events that they're, I don't have time to go into them, but it has gone worldwide, worldwide. And of course, the U.S. embassies and consulates can once again wave the Pride flag as has been approved by the Biden administration. But the threats are coming in New York. The New York City Public Transit is now posting signs threatening to kill people who are, quote, disrespectful to trans people. That's right, the New York Public Transportation Authority, this is from reformationcharlotte.org, the New York Public Transportation Authority, a government agency that oversees the administration of public transportation, has posted signs that essentially threaten to end the life of people who are disrespectful toward transgender people. Metro Transit Authority posted the following sign stating, quote, remember, respect trans people or your pronouns will be was and were. Now, friends, we see all this that's going on, but now there is a church, a New York church, celebrating sodomy by hosting a drag queen event for children. That's right. It's a church. If you haven't been following the Drag Queen Story Hour, it's a phenomenon that was in public libraries for several years. And now we have a church hosting the event. This is Elmira, New York. Are you listening, Elmira? The Park Church in Elmira will be defiling the sanctuary, will be indoctrinating children into a sexually immoral lifestyle. This is an event that they are holding coming up. Let's see here. It is Tuesday, June 15th. Tuesday, June 15th at the Park Church in Elmira, New York, on Gray Street there. And a matter of fact, when you go to the church's website and you look at their cross currents, that's kind of like their newsletter publication for the church. It says advocating for social justice since 1846. Elmira, New York, the Park Church. If you want to reach out to them, you can. They boast their phone number, 607-733-9104, 607-733-9104, where now we have a church that is hosting Drag Story Hour to celebrate Pride, and they say all ages are welcome. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
How is your marriage relationship? Do you have a spirit-filled marriage? Is your marriage one in which the lost world can look in and see Christ represented? Many of us know that we are called to have such a marriage, but fail to make it happen, perhaps due to lack of knowledge on the topic. In the booklet, What Does a Spirit-Filled Marriage Look Like?, biblical counselor Susan Heck draws principles from the book of Ephesians. She presents 13 doctrines that guide a marriage that will bring glory to God. You'll learn about humility, forgiveness, generosity, unity, and much more. You'll also learn not only to know these principles, but how to grow them in your marriage relationship. VCY is offering one copy of this booklet for a donation of $6, 5 copies for a donation of $24, or 10 copies for $42. Just call 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
This is a News Roundup Friday here today on Crosstalk. Thank you for joining us. And folks, be sure to tell your station, thank you for keeping us informed through programs like Crosstalk. It's amazing what's going on. A church hosting a drag story event for little children coming to the church, not to learn about Jesus, but to learn about perversion. There's a word for that. It's called Ichabod. The glory of God has departed. LifeSiteNews.com is also reporting that the University of Notre Dame embraces Pride Month, touting Biden's pro-LGBT agenda. Matter of fact, there's a statement issued by the university's office. This is a Catholic university. Diversion and Inclusion proclaims that Pride Month is observed each June in the U.S. in commemoration of the Stonewall Uprising, and that it is also a time to recognize the contributions of LGBTQ+ Americans and raise awareness about efforts for equal justice and equal opportunity for the LGBTQ+ community. Nevada is going to start teaching LGBTQ history in K-12 school curriculum. It is the sixth state in the nation to require school curriculum to include history lessons on LGBTQ people and historic events. It requires both public and charter schools to provide instruction from kindergarten through graduation on the history and contributions to science, the arts, and humanities from multiple minority groups, including persons of marginalized sexual orientation or gender identity. Other bills also signed into law in that state. Let's see, Gallup. Well, they're saying there's a record high 70% now in the U.S. that support so-called same-sex marriage, an increase in 10 percentage points, they say, since 2015, the year when the Supreme Court of the United States said that it was constitutional, even though not found there. Burger King is continuing its trend of progressive advocacy with a new marketing and fundraising scheme. Townhall.com tells a story that last week on Twitter, the fast food giant announced a new initiative to donate 40 cents to the pro-LGBTQ human rights campaign for every chicken sandwich sold. I believe that's their chicken sandwich. They call it the chicken sandwich, sold until June 30th. This was introduced just for Pride Month. It sells for $3.99, originally announced by Burger King on May 19th. But also included in their tweet was a phrase, quote, even on Sundays, complete with their shifty eyes emoji. Clearly, those words are intended to hit at Chick-fil-A, a major competitor of Burger King. The Christian Institute, it's a non-denominational Christian charity in the UK, reports that the play titled The Gospel According to Jesus, Queen of Heaven, was written by Joe Clifford, a man who identifies as a woman. Clifford also performs the title role in the play. As the BBC previously reported, theatrical advertising described the play this way. Jesus is a transsexual woman, and is now she walks the earth. This play is with music that represents her sayings, her miracles, and her testimony. Folks, this is blasphemy. They go on to say, and she does not condemn the gays or the queers or the trans women or the trans men, and no, not the straight woman nor the straight men, neither, because she is the daughter of God, and most certainly, and almost as certainly, the Son also, and God's child condemns nobody. She can only love. The Education Institute of Scotland announced it will be a part of the Gay Pride event scheduled for June 17th to celebrate Pride and the end of the school year. Clifford told the BBC in 2018 the play was an act of homage to Jesus and never intended to mock or insult Christianity. Not intended for that, but you know what? It is doing that. It does mock Christianity. It is blasphemous, and it is outright wrong. We've told you about the LGBT movement after your kids, and they've got corporate America, they've got the media in their pocket. Breitbart reporting of 13 TV shows and characters pushing the LGBTQ agenda on children. GLAAD has spent years lobbying Hollywood studios to increase the representation of LGBTQ characters in various programs. Well, the major networks, including Nickelodeon, including PBS, the Cartoon Network, and others, have joined their effort. Now, nearly every TV series, animated or live action, has added homosexual characters, and they've got episodes. I can't go through the details of each one, but it includes She-Ra and the Princesses of Power, SpongeBob SquarePants, Scooby-Doo, Mystery Incorporated, DuckTales even, My Little Pony, Arthur, Adventure Time, Andy Mac, The Loud House, Clarence from the Cartoon Network, Steven Universe, and as you heard last week here, even on Blue's Clues as well. Let's get to another topic here from Breitbart. TC Energy, the Canadian company that launched the Keystone XL pipeline, has now formally terminated the project Wednesday, more than 4 months after President Biden canceled its permit on the first day of office. As Breitbart noted in January, his decision caused 1,000 workers to lose their jobs immediately and killed some 11,000 direct jobs that the pipeline's construction was to have created, and an estimated 60,000 indirect jobs in secondary related industry. Keep in mind that this pipeline was approved by the State Department under the Obama administration, but the permit was withheld over objections from environmentalists who did not want the oil to be extracted at all because of so-called climate change. And friends, as we've talked about the increased threat of China and its flexing its muscles, its maneuvers that it's been going through, we see what's going on with Russia. We see the Iran flexing its muscles and belittling the United States. We see perhaps the enemy weaponry going to Venezuela. But do you know what the greatest threat to the U.S. security is? And folks, as Fox News points out, this is not a joke. President Biden warned military service members Wednesday that top Pentagon officials consider climate change to be the greatest threat to America's national security in the coming years. There'll be significant population movements, fights over land, millions of people leaving places because they're literally sinking below the sea in Indonesia because of the fights over what is their land anymore. You know, it's interesting. Weren't we told that Florida was going to be in the sea and islands were going to be all swallowed up by this point? Mr. Gore, didn't you tell us that? Now it's being said again. Climate change, the number one threat, the greatest threat to U.S. security, ladies and gentlemen. New American reporting, more evidence surfacing this week that the China virus known as COVID-19 was created in a lab at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Surfacing this week are reports that a Chinese military scientist filed for a virus vaccine patent before the Asiatic pathogen went global and sickened millions. Also, U.S. virus point man Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, told World Health officials the virus might well have been concocted in a lab. Those developments come on top of myriad reports that China's notorious bat lady, who is an expert in bat coronaviruses, created the bug, which has then escaped the lab. But here we have a Chinese military scientist who filed for a virus vaccine patent before this thing went global. WND.com tell us in a speech covered by C-SPAN 5 years ago, the scientist who collaborated with the Wuhan Institute of Virology and research funded by Dr. Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease boasted his colleagues in China were creating a killer virus. Peter Daszak, member of the World Health Organization team that investigated the origins of COVID-19, made the admission at a 2016 forum in a clip unearthed by the National Pulse. The administration at an event discussing emerging infectious diseases and the next pandemic conflicts with Fauci's repeated insistence that the U.S. government never funded dangerous gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab. By the way, the CDC has announced an emergency meeting. Townhall.com tells us that the CDC and Prevention's Advisory Committee on Immunizations Practices announced Thursday it will be holding an emergency meeting next week to discuss the COVID-19 vaccines in adolescents and reports of myocarditis or inflammation of the heart after an mRNA vaccination. The CDC said 226 cases reported to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System in those 30 years old and under out of 475 meet the CDC working case definition of myocarditis. Most recovered, but 15 are still in the hospital. There's three at intensive care unit, though two of those patients were described as having significant comorbidities. By the way, another new study out supporting what President Trump suggested that the common malaria drug, hydroxychloroquine, an effective treatment for COVID-19. WND.com has that story. LifeSiteNews.com telling us 400 Britons a day are contracting the coronavirus even after two jabs, an expert says. Yeah, even after they have been so-called fully vaccinated. This is the former chief scientific advisor to the government, Sir David King, told Sky News. Recognize that the breakthrough of the virus among vaccinated individuals maintained that anyone vaccinated twice is relatively safe against the virus, but 400 Brits a day contacting COVID who are fully vaccinated. Also very interesting from the Daily Mail, two passengers on the first fully vaccinated cruise from the U.S. have tested positive for COVID during the Caribbean voyage. Cruise operator Royal Caribbean said on Thursday that the two guests on its Celebrity Millennium ship had tested positive but are asymptomatic and currently in isolation. A Christian doctor, this is from the Christian Post, a Christian doctor in India's central state has been suspended from a government program to help combat the deadly second wave of COVID-19. He's facing criminal charges. Do you know what he did, folks? He told families to pray to Jesus if they get infected with the virus. He's being suspended, facing criminal charges. You see, they have an anti-conversion law. The U.S.-based persecution watchdog group International Concerns has reported. European Union Parliament has given a green light to the EU digital COVID certificate, a key step toward its implementation by July 1st to help restart EU free movement safely as possible. And of course, the G7 summit going on right now with the U.S., or rather the U.K. Prime Minister set to lead the way with vaccine passport schemes to be presented. President Biden's releasing his budget refers to moms in this budget as birthing people. Washington Free Beacon reports the president's $6 trillion 2022 budget plan refers to mothers as birthing people. Biden administration used the term in a section that includes approximately $200 million to reduce the high rate of maternal mortality and race-based disparities in outcomes among birthing people. Folks, never before have we seen this in legislation where we refer to women and moms as being birthing people. A second doctor in England is being punished for helping mothers save their unborn babies from abortion through abortion pill reversal treatments, reports LifeNews.com. The UK Medical Practitioners Tribunal Service recently prohibited a doctor from providing life-saving treatment to the next 18 months as an investigation into the practice continues. Folks, it is disgusting what is going on. We're finding also the whole issue taking place about baby scalps being used and put on mice, humanized mice. How wicked we have become. Wow, time has flown by. Let's open some phone lines. Let's take the last segment. If you have a comment you'd like to make on these or current event stories, we're going to ask that you keep it as brief as possible. Get right to the point. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Recently, I had a group of doctors in my television studio, and then the next day, I filmed 4 one-hour town halls with them. It was moderated by Michelle Malkin. These are medical doctors. One of them, a neurologist. She studies the brain. She went into great detail as to the reactions that she's seeing from her patients in a very short period of time. Brain bleeds, blood clots, after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. She also spoke of some of her patients that have Alzheimer's or dementia, who greatly accelerated in a negative manner after the shot. She also explained people getting the shot and being told in advance it's FDA approved. It is not. My friends, when I spent 2 days with these medical doctors who wouldn't take the shot, I was terrified at what I'm hearing. The problem is, they're being censored. Do your due diligence.
We will be going to the phone lines here, folks. This story here, this dump of emails from Dr. Anthony Fauci. I mean, as it turns out, you know, what even was happening with experiments with aborted fetal parts at the University of Pittsburgh and scalping five-month-old babies and five-month-old aborted babies and grafting onto the backs of lab rats to keep them. It's just total depravity. Total depravity that is going on across our nation. We're shaking our fist at God, and we're defying him at every single point that we can. Do you know why the Lord is tearing, why the Lord has not returned yet? Because he's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Friends, know that this is now the accepted time. Today, the day of salvation. Let's go to Courtney in Miami, Florida. Courtney, you're on the air.
God bless you, brother. And it's disgusting with our pride, laughing in God's face. He's a merciful God, and he wants to save. And that pride, saints, just look at Isaiah 14, and you'll see what pride caused Satan to be cast into hell. Yeah. And that's what you people are. If you don't get saved and turn from God, he loves you. That's why he sends his son down. And I'm going to say one thing about you saints that went on and got them shots from an experimental drug. Ask God to forgive you and let that pass through you, because the only reason you got it was because of fear of dying. To die in the Lord, you're saved forever. I pastored just by, went to be with the Lord and one of the mothers, and they had a beautiful homecoming. It's something to be in the Lord, to cross over. And when he says, well done, my good and faithful servants, that's what we're living for. And one other thing, saints, watch your kids. It's a shame you can't even send them to church now with having a sodomite read a program over them. Read John over and over and over, the whole chapter, and raise your kids in the Lord. God bless you now.
God bless you too, Courtney. Thank you for the call. David, Superior, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Thank you so much, Jim. These are trying times. Listen, there's a prophetic word that's been going out. My wife got this Rhema word. I got this Rhema word. Well, it happened around the 6th of January.
David, I'd like you to stick with what the Bible says, because that's the word that counts.
It is a word in the Bible. And we believe that Trump, because he did not resign, okay, and there are many things going on. We need to pray for this nation, and while we're doing it, we need to call out evil publicly.
Yeah.
To the people, and we need to share it. We need to share this and pray, because if there is a military coup that replaces Donald Trump back in the White House, we're going to need more prayer than we've ever needed in this nation, because when you mix evil and wickedness with ignorance, morons, and idiots, you have a really bad mix, and the left are sinking fast, in my opinion, and we got to keep praying them into the kingdom, because they're certainly not helping themselves.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
And friends, you know, in my perspective is this, it is what's most important is not who resides in the White House, it's who resides in your heart. think about this. Eternity is just around the corner, folks. Every breath is a gift from God. Scripture says our life is but a vapor. Mark in Monroe, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, my comment is I'm amazed that AOC would go on record for such an idiotic statement about stop building prisons and building more hospitals. I mean, in a backward way, it actually makes sense if you want to promote the hospital at the expense of having thugs and rapists out there so they have the availability to promote their deviousness. So then you're going to actually say, well, that's all the reason why you need hospitals, so you can accommodate the victim. I mean, it's beyond idiocy. I mean,
thank you, Mark, for sharing your thoughts. Let's go to Douglas in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the air.
Hi, I wanted to talk about I just wanted to comment on the story hour in the church. I mean, I really hope the story they're reading is Genesis 19.
I don't think it is, though, Douglas, because what it is, they're having when you have a drag queen coming in who's already standing in defiance against God to present this, I mean, it's just really an abomination here. But you're right, that would certainly be the story to convey.
Yeah, that's definitely the one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go to George in Geneva, Ohio. You're on the air.
Yes, Jim. I was at a Giant Eagle here in Geneva, Ohio, shopping, and about a week and a half ago, and there was an interruption while he spoke over the intercom, and says that we're very proud of our LGBTQ members, and we welcome you, and thank you for shopping at Giant Eagle. So this is happening. Not only this China, you understand, it's corporate. So people prize of that. You know, I found out about it. I've been shopping there for 40 years and shopped probably over $30,000 worth of groceries, everything I bought there over the years.
Yeah.
My wife and I.
Sure.
So it's abominable what's going on.
Thank you, George. Let's go to Rich in Burlington. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I feel a little embarrassed even calling about this, but we need to look at what the blood donation service for CT in southern Wisconsin sent out information about how inclusive they want their blood donation drives to be, and the changes that there's been pressure to change FDA rules about who can donate. Gay men have been barred from donating for a long time, and they have reduced the time between sexual activity and when they can donate. But here's the worst part of this whole thing. They said if a person who has been biologically identified as a male at birth but is now identifies as a female, they are free to donate if they've had sex with men.
Hmm. Thank you.
You've got to let that sink in and think, well, wait a minute.
Thank you, Rich. I'm out of time here today on the broadcast. Thank you for sharing that information, and I apologize to others holding. But we've simply run out of time. Scripture tells us, know we not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, or effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of God. Folks, there is healing, there is love, there is forgiveness. It's found in Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.